Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Game Changers on 101.5 UMFM.
On the radio.
And online every Wednesday evening.
Whoa.
I know, it's amazing, right?
Yes.
I have to take time out of my busy video game playing schedule.
It's true, you do.
To upload the episode so people can hear us talk about video games, which is what we do on this show.
Yes.
Sometimes.
Uh-huh.
Because we collect video games.
Yes.
We play video games.
Yes.
We enjoy them sometimes.
Yeah, I like video games.
I like video games too. And we have been playing a particular video game for the last few days and haven't really been able to stop.
Yeah, well, I've also been playing Overwatch, Megan, so...
Oh, you're mixing it up, are you?
Yeah. I like to play Overwatch, I don't know, just a little bit. It's relaxing to an extent sometimes.
Yeah.
Like, if for me, it's not a game where, most games I don't get mad at, Overwatch is definitely not one where I get mad at. So I just like to have a little bit of fun and get better at the game.
And people can't really talk to you. Like, they can chat at you, but they can't really talk to you.
Well, they can if you want, / if you have, like, the voice stuff turned up, but I don't. So.
Me either, because
so
I can't do it.
It doesn't matter. Yes.
I can't do it.
Yeah. But yeah, we've been playing Astroneer,
which is a sandbox adventure game by System Era Softworks.
Is this their first game?
This is their first and so far only.
Yeah, it feels like that. Not to say, but you can definitely see it's somebody's first game, right?
Right.
Now, granted, I don't know, I bought this on Thursday, maybe.
That's when I got it, too.
And...
because it was on sale.
Yeah, but I bought it on Thursday, and I put at least 30 hours into it since then. Like, I know that. Because Steam has told me. And I think it's probably a little bit because it's similar to Minecraft. Like, I do the same thing I do in Minecraft, which is dig for stuff. This has the advantage of, space, I guess, like the fact that you're on a quote-unquote alien planet. Like, this is up to four players can play on one little world, and basically you have seven planets. I think there's like three moons, four planets, or it could be five planets, two moons, I forget.
You kind of unlock them as you go along.
Well, yeah, you start off at one planet and you have to do stuff like, you know, gather your resources, make sure you have oxygen, because that's important, because if you don't have oxygen in this game, you will just die. There are little, like, tethers, basically, that are just sort of like an oxygen line that you can run basically through the world. Which is how, like, we stay alive.
That's pretty much how it goes.
Yeah. You build, it is like Minecraft in the way that, you know, you start off with the first couple things that you find, and then you slowly get better, bigger and better. You have a fancy little base, like, we have things like a soil centrifuge, we have, like, a research station, an atmospheric condenser, and these are all things that will make other things for
right.
us to make other things so we can make other things.
Pretty much the first two things you'll run into is composite and resin.
Compound, sorry. Yeah.
Composite, something different.
Yes.
Yes. Compound and resin, which is going to help you build your tethers and build your soil canisters.
Yeah. This basic, yeah, stuff. Yeah, I like this game because the one kind of neat thing is that as you go around, there's a bunch of, like, little pods, there's these cases that you have to explode with dynamite that have little fancy chips in it that let you, like, they're exo chips, not, like, crunchy, delicious chips.
These are computery chips.
Yeah, thankfully there's no, there is some kind of health. I don't know, like, it is very much things, there are things that will try to kill you, there are mobs in this game, but primarily they are plants that will shoot things at you are probably the worst ones.
Yeah, there's no active animals that I've come across.
Well, nothing that will try to hunt you down, but I will say, like, the plants that shoot stuff at you, they can be terrible. The thing is that you sometimes they're buried in the ground. On one planet, there's these plants that they're kind of like several different little tongue leaves in the ground, and then they will just shoot you up in the air. And there's fall damage in this. And one of my complaints about the game is that you can't tell what fall will kill you and what fall won't kill you. And this especially comes into play once you get a hoverboard, which is like, I love the hoverboard, but it's precarious to use on anything but flat surfaces. Because if you go up too high and you come down, you could just potentially die. I've done that several times where I don't know what the height is. That's one thing that annoys me. But it's not like the worst thing in the world. It's just sort of very annoying.
I just like digging holes and going down as far as I possibly can to try and hit the center of the world.
Yeah, so one thing in this game is that there are these purple, I don't know, geometric shapes all over. There's six of them on the surface plus one in the center. And, like, one in the center of the planet, literally, that you do have to drill dig to, which is, it's kind of annoying because you do have to have different drill mods because some things you just can't drill through. And then these basically are just, like, they teleport you all over the planet, like, once you've linked it up. That's my sort of job in our little world, is I've been going to different planets and very slowly trying to generate, like, you have to power up these things as well, and that's annoying, because if you're on a different planet, you just don't have supplies around readily available, so consistently I am having to make, like, 15 generators and then leave them there and then make another 15. It's fine, it's just kind of a little bit of an ordeal, but I do enjoy sort of the exploratory aspect of it. I'm having a lot of fun. Once again, we put, like, a lot of hours into this. There's a lot of just enjoyable things about it. It looks good.
Yeah, they were trying to make something that wasn't like Minecraft, so they chose... It was initially supposed to be a high polygon count, but they decided to go with a lower polygon count for the terrain.
Well, yeah, like I would say compared to Minecraft, well, Minecraft is all squares. There are parts of it that I hate because there are things where you just all of a sudden, like if you're driving a little buggy or you're driving your hoverboard, you'll get caught on something. And you're like, I should be able to go through this, but sometimes you just can't. I don't hate it. Like, I don't hate... There are just minor things about the game that really irk me, but at the same time, it could be updated or it could be changed. Like, they recently added, I think, the hoverboards or something. Like, they recently added stuff, so I assume it's sort of a game that's consistently being updated.
Well, it's been out for as early access since 2016, and a full version didn't come out till 2019, so it's been around for a little while now. But yes, they are still continually updating, adding more stuff. There is stuff that you can buy to customize your character.
Yeah, no, I did. I bought myself an Evangelion outfit because that was available. And my friend says it looks like the Joker, which hurts my feelings. but, you know, it's I like that aspect of it. I probably will... At this point, I do like my little character a lot, but I might shell out for some cat ears or something. But I do, yeah, it's pretty enjoyable. It's just sort of a chill game, right?
There is very low stakes in this. Yeah. And one of the things that strikes me about this is that it is a beautiful sounding game. They did a really, really good job with the atmosphere in this sort of spacey atmosphere. Mm-hmm. There's no story. There's no real plot. You're just going out there building a world of your own.
Yeah, well, you have missions that are given to you, and then there are things that, like, if you do them, you want to do the missions because the missions obviously give you more stuff, kind of thing.
You get to go further around the world as you unlock more stuff. Mm-hmm. So It's a yeah, again, a very low stakes game. It's just very chill, just to go and play and explore this wide open world and unlock more worlds.
Yeah, I enjoy it.
And it is available on Microsoft, Windows, Xbox One, and PlayStation 4. I know we've been playing it on PC.
Yes.
So.
Yeah, well, I mean, that. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's accessible that way, at least. Yeah, like, I do appreciate that it is on so many things. It is an enjoyable little game. I do think that they wanted to have more, like, people, like, not my more people involved, but they wanted to have, so that there could be more players than just the four.
I'm hoping they will allow more people to join the servers, make it a bit more open.
Yeah. Yeah. But, like, I guess, yeah. My only concern is that the other kind of, I guess, slightly annoying thing that it's not the worst thing in the world, but it is an amount of, like, when there is lag, when I'm on, like, when both of us are on different planets kind of thing, or several of us, I can find, and it might just be that it's, like, further away, but it's also just, like, I start to jitter a little bit, and my hoverboard stops going forward, and I'm like, why? So there are some, like, you know, just, I think there are just issues, just things that they could probably fix or just, like, tighten up so that it's a smoother running game. But, like, once again, I have very little to complain about, considering the amount of time I've put into it. And I do enjoy it. Like, I'm having fun. Yeah, it's an enjoyable game.
And it's an award-winning game, too. It has won the Webby Awards for Best Art Direction, Game Design, and User Experience. And also for Independent Creator. So, yeah,
that's cool. Like, I do appreciate the game in general. Like, it's fun. And especially for something like it is, yeah. The fact that I've put so many hours into it is, I think, a testament. Like, I think about playing it a lot. And it's just enjoyable. It's kind of a chill game where there's low stakes.
You can kind of get into, like, a Tetris mode once you start digging into areas where it's just like, gotta dig, gotta find that lithium.
Gotta dig, and then gotta make some more tethers, and then gotta dig, and then, oh, I found a cool thing, I'm gonna go back to the surface with it. I do like, yeah, one thing that we sort of did, or, like, me and my friend did, not that Megan didn't help, but
I'm really not all that helpful in this game.
I forget where Megan is, because Megan is off digging somewhere. But what you can do is, like, there's a special satellite, and basically, eventually you can link up all the planets so that you don't have to use a little space station to travel to all the planets.
Which I actually ended up on another planet for a while, and then continued to dig.
I mean, like, yeah, sometimes, the thing is that I feel there are parts that are good about it, but there are things like, yeah, there are little things that I hate, especially with the teleportation aspect, is because it shows you the teleportation circle, or, like, the places that you can teleport, but there are ones that are sort of on the other side of this, like, 3D circle, and you can't circle around. So people, at the first, we were, like, confused, because I'm like, I'm sure there's 6 spots that we have to go to, but only, like, 4 showing up, because we can't see them, because they're slightly hidden. And I think that's a little bit of, like, a wacky choice. I don't know if that's just, like, maybe it's a hardcore glitch. Maybe, I don't know.
Well, it affected all of us, because...
Yeah, it took us a while to figure out, because I was like, no, this is there. And they're like, I can't find it, you're a liar. And I'm like, nope, it's there, it's just kind of hard to see, because they did it like this. And once again, I don't hate it, it's just... There are some minor things about it that I feel could be more tightened up, but at the same time, it's their first game. It's something that's continually being updated, and it has been for the past, like, what?
5 years? Like, yeah. Well, 4.5 years.
Well, yeah, yeah, which is still, like, that's quite a bit of time. I assume that they are planning on making more and more, maybe, planets or things or whatever, like...
Yeah. I want to see what else they can do. Like, it's
it's an enjoyable little game. I like it.
So we'll keep an eye on System Era Softworks and see what else they come out with. Because, again, I really want to see what else they can do.
Yeah.
And, yeah, before then, I've got to play more video games.
Mm-hmm.
You have kindly let me know that Red Dead Redemption 2 is on PlayStation now.
Yes.
So I'm going to be giving that a try.
Did you finally find it?
Oh, yeah. It came out actually today, July 6th.
Okay. We just jumped the gun. I was just like, oh my god, Red Dead Redemption. And here's the one thing. I played a lot of the first one and I got bored. And I know that's me. This one, I don't know if it will keep my attention. But I know there's like lots of horses in it.
That's the only reason I want to play. That and for the hats.
Yeah, I'm kind of interested. Like, I know as a child or as a young person, I specifically only rented the Mary-Kate and Ashley Grand Horse Champion, whatever, because you could ride on a horse. And I was like, that's all I want to do in a video game.
That's literally the only reason I wanted Breath of the Wild is because horses.
Yeah, well, and that's an enjoyable part. Like, I would assume there is quite a bit of horseplay, and I didn't want to do that. I'm not going to. But I would assume there's a lot to do with the horses in that game. They very specifically did some stuff in that game because they were like, we could. But also, like, I have mixed feelings also, but we're also sort of getting it, quote-unquote, free. I wouldn't pay for this game because no. Rockstar, as a company, they're kind of terrible. It's easy to find stuff about how they absolutely crunched, especially for Red Dead. And then they also, like, keep people's names off the credits if they haven't worked for, like, the 10 years they've been working on a game, which is, like, ridiculous.
That's not something you can do.
No.
You should not be able to do.
It's not feasible. And then there's just things like the new Ratchet & Clank was made without crunch. So it's very clearly provable that you can make a AAA game without crunch, and you can still have it be the $70 or whatever. And granted, we can't play this game because it's only for PlayStation 5, I think. But it looks great. It looks really cute. I haven't played Ratchet & Clank. You have.
I have played Ratchet & Clank, and I find it to be a lot of fun, especially since I like my 3D platformers.
Yeah. At the time, it was a choice between Ratchet and Clank or Jak and Daxter, and I chose Jak and Daxter. Sadly, Jak and Daxter hasn't had a revitalization. I guess the thing is with Ratchet and Clank, it's not like it's been dead. It's not like I think Jak and Daxter's dead, but Naughty Dog have definitely moved on to bigger and better things. And I don't know how they would bring back Jak and Daxter at this point.
Gritty reboot.
That's what I would be worried about.
Realistic gritty reboot.
I don't want that. Granted, like, Jak and Daxter, like, 2 and 3, and even the car racing one, they got into a little bit darker territory, but they were still, like, ultimately, like, a teenager game, right? Like, for teens.
They may try and do what Shadow the Hedgehog was to Sonic.
I feel that that's what they already did, like, back in the day. So that's not, like, they wouldn't just redo it. They would make it, like, they would make it way edgier. Like, I'm thinking, like, Resident Evil 2 remake style, but Jak and Daxter. Or The Last of Us, like, 2. But Jak and Daxter. And I'm like, I don't want either of those. The thing is, like, AAA, I don't know if they're that interested in doing that kind of platformer unless it's... Not to say that the new Ratchet & Clank didn't sell well, but I know it's for, like, it's a niche audience kind of thing.
You got some nostalgia audience going with that one.
Oh, for sure. And I would say the other thing is that Ratchet & Clank has just been... It hasn't died. Versus, like, Jak and Daxter hasn't had a new game since the PlayStation... The PSP?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah, so... I don't have hope for that. Which is too bad. Jak and Daxter was one of my absolute favorite series as a teen, child, preteen, whatever. Young person. Youth. So I would like to see a reboot, but at the same time, I'd be fine with a remaster of them. I know that they did something like that, but I don't know how well they did. But I would like a really nice remaster.
We'll visit Jack and Dexter again someday.
They're fun. I like them. They're a little edgy, especially in the second one. It starts to get, once again, they took some Grand Theft Auto references or like mechanics for Jack and Dexter too, which felt weird, but they
that
were fun.
Was a weird thing of like the mid thousands,
yes,
early teens there.
Definitely. I didn't hate it. It was a fun aspect of the game because you could just steal people's cars. I don't think you could buy cars in that game. But there was also, like, once again, like a little cop system that if you did too much mayhem or damage or shot too many people, they were called the Crimson Guard would show up and like murder you. Or you could run away from them and eventually, like, lose the heat, right?
Right. Like, very Grand Theft Auto-y.
Yeah. Yeah. That was the only kind of aspect. Like, I haven't played enough Grand Theft Auto to know if there's more similarities than that. But, I really like Jack and Dexter a lot. I had a good time with that game.
And then when we get the chance to get a PlayStation 5, we will play Ratchet and Clank.
Yeah.
Rift Apart.
Yeah.
And also this month's free game for the PlayStation 5 exclusively, because of course, was Plague Tale: Innocence for the PlayStation 5.
Yeah, which we don't. Once again, I'm waiting for my chance. I, at this point in time in my life, have enough money to purchase the PlayStation 5. The problem is finding one to purchase that somebody has like marked up to $1,000, because I refuse. I could afford that as well, but I don't. I'm not going to. I have well, not standards, but I just like I won't do that. I won't bow to you.
We will not pay above the MSRP.
Yes, exactly. I will not.
Refuse to pay scalpers.
Exactly. That's basically I'm like, I don't want to contribute to you because I hate you. Basically. Yeah. But once again, it's fine. It's fine.
And Red Dead 2 only needs to keep me occupied for a week and a half until we get our hands on Skyward Sword.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's coming out very, very soon.
Yes. Yeah. I'm excited for that one.
And if it doesn't keep me occupied for a week and a half, I also picked up Neo 2, because for a while I had been playing Neo after I had to give up on Sekiro because it was very, very difficult.
Yes.
Similar-ish gameplay.
Neo is really hard. Neo is hard as well.
It's just a little more ridiculous.
Yeah, I've heard that Neo 2 has like 60-something bosses.
I will fight one boss.
You're like, I'll see what I can do about
That's why I gave up on Neo's, because I got to like the first boss and it was so hard.
They're difficult. I don't begrudge you for quitting Neo, because I know it's difficult. And
going back to Sekiro.
I'm gonna go back to Sekiro, because Sekiro, I understand. I understand that game. It's a really, like, if you think about it, if Sekiro is a rhythm game, it becomes way easier.
That's true.
Like, if they had made it so that people did, like, you know, they did the, like, press V, you know, X, triangle, you know, like, you would know, and you'd be like, yeah, I got the jam.
The Sekiro DDR.
A little bit, right? Rhythm Heaven, Sekiro. But yeah, like, I like it because of that aspect. Also, the story's great. Also, it's a Souls game, and they know how to do good stories. They do that.
By not giving you all the story.
Yeah.
It's great.
It is. I love it. I love like, that sounds sarcastic, but I love Dark Souls.
We know you do.
Thank you.
The audience knows you love a Dark Souls.
Good.
But yeah, I believe that's everything. I gotta go play some Red Dead Redemption 2. You gotta go and play more Astroneer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Overwatch.
Are we going to pick up Overwatch 2 when that comes out?
It'll all depend on how they package it. Like, I'm very willing to buy things, but I think there's some amount of, like, I want some kind of deal where it's like, I get four copies for $100 kind of thing. And so I can give four copies to my friends. Kind of like Steam has done that in the past where...
They have.
Yeah. Like I know for... not Stardew Valley. I forget what it was called. Starbound, I think, actually. For Starbound, it was, you know, you could buy, I think, four copies for like $40 or something. So I'm very... Same thing. Like if they do that for Back 4 Blood, 100%. Like I'd even do... the full game price, and you just give me four. Granted, that sounds a little greedy, but at the same time, it's one of those games that you will only play with other people.
Yeah, it's way more fun with friends.
And at this point, I don't want to pay... I don't mind paying $80 for certain games, but at the same time, for multiplayer games, I kind of, like... It's not like I feel less about them, but I do feel like things like microtransactions are always a given in like these kind of multiplayer games. And so I don't feel like I should pay more than what, you know, like a $20. Yeah. Overwatch is worth about like $20-25. I will give that for Overwatch. Overwatch 2, maximum $50 I'll pay. But, yeah, but we'll see. Won't give it to me. It's fine. I can't be like, please do it.
If they gave me the game and a World of Warcraft subscription, then maybe.
Yeah.
All right, everybody. That's everything we got for you for this week. Go and check out Astroneer. It is out there for the PlayStation 4 and PC. It is good.
Yeah.
And keep changing.
Bye. Thank you.